Welcome to our retreat. I trust everybody can hear me. I also trust that nobody is waiting for me to start, because everybody here knows that we are here to give up waiting as a state of mind. Normal state of mind. And that there's another state of mind, or rather, no mind, in which you're not waiting for the next moment. That's why we're here, to discover that state of no mind. Awareness, you could call it, or deepen it. We are not here to add anything to what we know. We know enough. Enough to have come here. So we are here to discover that thinking is not the only possible state for humans and not the highest state. And as we go through the shift from thinking to awareness, thinking first of all loses its predominant place in our lives. And as a side product of losing its predominant place in our lives, it actually becomes more effective. Thinking becomes more effective, less destructive, not destructive anymore. So no answer here is going to come if you're looking for the answer on the level of thinking or on the level of adding something to your mind. The answer lies in stepping beyond thinking. Simply by allowing what is, which is now, allowing what is to be as it is, because it is. And you discover that the compulsion to think is to a large extent connected with not being willing to allow what is to be as it is now. Because there's a little mind-made entity consists of thinking and accumulated thought patterns that thrives on resistance to what is and on reactivity. And is always looking for the next thing to get a little bit bigger. It's never quite enough. This little me is never quite enough. Most of you have come here because there is at work within you something that goes far beyond the personal, something that is an expression of the evolutionary impulse of the universe. On the surface level, it looks as if a person had chosen to come here. But it is also possible that one or two have come here expecting something they're not going to get. What's that? More. More experiences, more knowledge, more beliefs, more opinions. So if there are one or two who have come here expecting more, then they might want to leave as soon as they discover there's no more. Or they suddenly, after, if they can endure the discomfort that arises when the need for more is not met, and don't run away immediately, if they can endure the discomfort, they may be able to break through that mind pattern.